Ty Jones, a father who's having trouble paying his child support. A person who has a felony who's trying to work past that. Just somebody trying to better their life from a lot of circumstances that started out with. Graduating from school, trying to make my way in a field where I can actually walk into a job interview and tell people, look, I'm here. Here's my piece of paper that says that I deserve to be here. What can you do to deny me now? And hopefully they gonna see the light that I feel is in me.
I'm Florenzo Cripps. I was working hard. I was a member of Local 314. I'm a third-year apprentice carpenter. I was laid off for a year and a half, and I had time, and I was sitting there thinking, well, what I'm going to do. And speaking as a so-called, you know, black man, for years, black women have tried to fix our problems. White America has tried to step in and say, well, this will fix the problem. Well, the reality is we need to come together, us black men, and deal with fixing our problem. We need to be the men that we were created to be. You know, that there are people who died for me to have the ability to do the things that I'm doing, and I owe it to them. Now I know that I can do it. I've gone through two very rigorous programs, and completing things, it shows you that you can.
My name is Liliana Pelek. It was after I had my son that I decided to do something with my life. Since my son is growing up, I know he needs a better life, a better future. And in Peru, it was hard to find a job. I was looking for 3 years, and I couldn't find anything. So I talked with a cousin, and I came, and everything changed. Before, I didn't read nothing. Now, I read books. You put me a book in front of me, I will read it. I want a better future, a better life for me and my family.
My name is Brenda Carmona de Jimenez. I was a chaotic mess. Drugs, alcohol. I partied too hard, had my son too young. You know, I was a single mother for a long time. I got tired of, you know, the jobs that I had, just plain deadbeat jobs. I met a wonderful husband, and he actually pushed me to go back to school and get my GED. He's like, instead of having two stupid people at home, let there just be one. I went back to school because of him. I'm not going to stop until I get a master's. It's going to take me many years, but that's what I'm going to work towards.